women when they got to this food. The angels asked them, why do you look for the living among the dead? Easter Sunday is one of my favorite Sundays. This sermon I've done in different ways, but it's always the same thing because it means so much. On this day, the tomb was empty, fulfilling what he said. On the third day, I will rise again. So if you'll pray with me and pray for me, let us meditate on the thought. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Let's pray. Eternal God, again, I stand before you in the picture before a forefather. Again, Father, I ask that you would use me. But as you're using me, Father, that you would hide me. Hide me behind this desk that you would be seen and not I. That you would touch this voice and these lips and use them so that you are heard and not I. Father, as you continue to pour into this picture, allow this message to overflow and find its way out to those you've given it ear to hear. Allow this message to overflow and find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive. Father, allow this message to overflow and find its way out to those you've given the will to do. So, Father, as I stand here behind this desk, thanking you for always showing up, asking now that you would show up. In Jesus' name. Forgive me. As I look at the lectionary text, our lectionary text speaks of the John text, John 21 through 18. It speaks of the Matthew text, Matthew 28, 1 through 10. And what you heard read to us by Ms. Patricia this morning, the Luke text, 24, 1 through 12. Each one of those texts speaks a little different about the same event. But if you read all three of those, it kind of gives you a complete picture of what transpired on that day. So we find that early on the first day of the week, before the sun had fully stretched across the sky, before hope had found its footing again, there were footsteps on the path leading to a tomb. Mary Magdalene, other women, they were carrying spices. But not only were they carrying spices, they were carrying grief. They were carrying questions. They were not going to celebrate. They were going to mourn. They had just watched Jesus die. They had seen where he had been laid, and now, like so many of us do, when life doesn't go the way we hope, they return to what they knew, to what felt final, to what felt like the end. My brothers and sisters, when they arrived, they found the stone had been rolled away. The tomb was open. And yes, the body was gone. And confusion began to fill the air. John tells us that Mary ran. Matthew tells us that the earth shook and angels appeared. Luke tells us they were perplexed. And that word meaning not just confused, but they were shaken to the core. And then came that question that still echoes through time. One of my favorite questions. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? I want y'all to think about that for a moment. Because this question is not just for them. It wasn't just for them. For us today, it still rings true. And let's be honest. walked to the tomb, haven't we? We've all gone back to the places that hold pain instead of promise. We've all searched for hope in things that cannot give life. We've all stood in moments where something in us had died. Relationships, expectations. And while we're standing there, we try to find life in that again, haven't we? And heaven asked us, my brothers and sisters, my children, why are you looking for life in places where only death remains? Let me slow down for a moment. Let us sit with this question for a moment. The dead. Liberty was a tomb, right? The dead was the tomb, a sealed place, a place of finality, a place where death, where breath has ceased. But figuratively, the dead is anything that cannot give life. Old hurts we keep revisiting. Past mistakes we keep reliving. Broken systems we keep trusting. Habits that drain us instead of restoring us. And yes, voices that speak fear instead of faith. My brothers and sisters, the dead is anything that holds us in yesterday and keeps us from the promise of today. And then there's the living. Literally, Jesus, risen, breathing again, walking again, calling Mary by name. Figuratively, though, the living is anything that carries the presence of God. Hope that rises when circumstances don't. Grace that meets us where we are. Truth that sets us free. Purpose that calls us forward. And resurrection powers that says, this is not the end. Y'all understand that living is not just about being alive. It's about being fully alive in Christ. Luke tells us that the women were afraid, but Matthew says they left with fear and great joy. John tells us Mary stood outside the tomb weeping until Jesus called her name. You all remember, right? Mary. And at that moment, when he called her name, everything changed. Because resurrection is not just about an empty tomb. Resurrection is about a personal encounter. She went from weeping to witnessing. She went from grieving to going. Y'all realize the story, right? When he called her name, she stopped weeping and said, Rabboni, Rabbi. She knew who he was at that time after he spoke to her. She stopped grieving and got up and moved to tell the disciple that he would meet them. Having that personal encounter, she went from looking for the dead to proclaiming the living. It's when we have that encounter, we stop doing the things that lead to death and start living life. But we cannot just speak about Mary. We got to think about Peter. Y'all remember Peter, right? When he heard that Jesus was not in the tomb, but that he would be met in Galilee, Peter ran. He ran to the tomb and he looked in and saw the linen cloths. That's all that was in there. One at the foot and the other in a different place from the head. And then Peter went away wondering. My brothers and sisters, resurrection doesn't always make sense. Does it? It makes faith. So can I ask you something? When life doesn't go the way you hope, where do you go? Do you go back to what's familiar, even if it's empty? Do you return to habits that numb but never heal? Do you sit in the tomb of disappointment? Or do you turn toward the one who calls you by your name? Because you realize the truth is we often go to dead places expecting living results. If I may for a moment, Acts 10 reminds us that God shows no partiality, that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He was crucified. Yes, he was. But more importantly, God raised him on the third day. And not just raised him, but made him known. He was alive. He was seen. He was experienced. And Peter declared that everyone who believed in him receives forgiveness. Everyone who believes in Christ receives a new life. Everyone who believes in Christ receives that resurrection power. But that's why Paul in Colossians says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. In other words, stop living like the tomb still has power. Stop searching in places that cannot sustain you. Stop anchoring your identity to what has already died. My brothers and sisters, your life, your real life, is now hidden in Christ. So I must ask you all, you know, I have to ask questions. It's the only way to make it introspective. It's the only way to make it personal to you. Where are you in this story? Are you like the women, carrying grief, walking towards something that feels final? Are you like Mary, standing outside, weeping, not yet realizing that Jesus is closer to you than you think? Are you like Peter, running, searching, trying to make sense of it all? Or maybe, just maybe, you've been looking for life in the wrong places. Well, today, heaven is asking you the same question. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? Here's the good news for this Resurrection Sunday. You don't have to stay in the tomb. Because the one, my brother and sister, that you're looking for is not there. He's risen, he's alive, and yes, he is calling your name. Not from the past. Not from what was, but from what can be. So today, on this Resurrection Sunday, let us stop running to the dead places. Let us stop rehearsing what God has already redeemed. Let us stop searching for life where it cannot be found. Instead, let us turn towards the risen Christ, the one who meets us in our grief, the one who speaks into our confusion, and the one who brings life where there is none or where there was none. But again, even on this Resurrection Sunday, the question still remains. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? On this Resurrection Sunday, I ask that we, you and I, this dying world, may we be the people who no longer search the tombs, but that we are the ones who walk.